TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach, and we're going to be spending today's show sharing exciting information that can help you become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we understand the importance of developing real skills that translate to real pageant success. We want to make sure you have all the information you need to make this year your best pageant year ever. Well, I want to remind everyone that the True Beauty Expo and Fashion Rocks the Universe events are all set for Miss USA weekend in Las Vegas, Friday, April 17th through Sunday, April 19th. On Friday night, they'll be featuring a Welcome to Las Vegas event, which will be showcasing the fabulous dance group Supercrew. You remember them from winning Mario Lopez America's Best Dance Crew Show in Cycle 2. And then on Saturday morning, Susie Castillo, former Miss USA, will be speaking and presenting her book about getting confidence and applying that to your pageant contestant experience as well as real life experiences. And then Saturday night, there'll be the fabulous Fashion Rocks the Universe fashion show as well as an autograph signing. So get your tickets now. Just go to our show page, www.pageanttalkradio.com, and look for the icon for the True Beauty Expo and Fashion Rocks the Universe. Click on the icon and sign up. I hope to see you there. I also want to let everyone know that the Ms. and Mrs. Corporate America pageant has selected the Susan G. Komen Foundation as the charity of choice for the 2010 Mrs. and Ms. Corporate America pageants. They recognize that in order to maintain a high quality of living, you have to take the right precautions and schedule regular screenings and encourage you to check out the Susan G. Komen Foundation. To learn more about the Ms. and Mrs. Corporate America pageant, you can visit their website at www.MsCorporateAmerica.com. That's www.MsCorporateAmerica.com. I also want to remind everyone that on our April 7th show, we'll be highlighting the Miss America Lifestyle and Fitness Award winners, Lee Taylor Smith, Miss New York, and Christine Kozlowski, Miss Mississippi. They'll be joining me to share their secrets on how they prepared for the lifestyle and fitness competition at this year's Miss America pageant. Don't miss the show. It'll be informational as well as motivational. Well, we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. My first guest, Tara Wheeler, Miss Virginia, is making national news with her amazing fundraising efforts on behalf of St. Baldrick's Foundation, which raises funds to conquer pediatric cancer. Then I'll be joined by Laura Lewis, author, change expert, and life coach, on how you can maintain balance as you prepare for your next pageant. And then later in the show, I'll be talking a little bit about how the contestants at this weekend's pageant can inspire you to do your very best. If you'd like to ask a question or add a comment, would love to hear from you during the show. To join the conversation and share your opinion, just dial 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. We're looking forward to hearing from you on today's show. Well, my first guest today is Tara Wheeler, Miss Virginia 2008. Tara Wheeler is a 24-year-old graduate of Penn State University with a degree in journalism. She hopes to complete her master's degree in journalism at Regent University and then work as a reporter or anchor in television. And she's off to a great start in the broadcast industry, having achieved national news for her inventive and fabulous fundraising efforts on behalf of St. Baldrick's Foundation. And here to tell us all about it is, ladies and gentlemen, Tara Wheeler, Miss Virginia. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Tara.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, you've had a busy, busy week. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing on behalf of St. Baldrick's Foundation.
Well, St. Baldrick's raises money for pediatric cancer research, and I was contacted by them a couple of months ago just to be a guest at one of the events. And the way that it works is participants set fundraising goals, and if they meet those goals, they shave their heads. And so the person that contacted me was just a regular college student, and she had raised $11,000, so it kind of got me brainstorming. I said, all right, well, if she can raise $11,000, how much could Miss Virginia raise? How much funds and awareness could I raise? So I brought it to Miss America and the Miss Virginia board, and they said, go for it.
And so what is your goal? I actually know the answer to this question, but tell everybody, what is your goal for how much you're hoping to raise?
The goal is $500,000. And that was set by the Miss Virginia board, and we really didn't know what was a realistic goal. A state title holder has never offered to shave her head, so we weren't sure if, you know, we'd get a ton of donations right away or how it was going to work. So the goal is $500,000, and the whole first week has just been getting the word out there. So we haven't got a huge chunk of donations, but we think it's going to start snowballing.
Well, of course it's going to start snowballing as people become more and more excited about what you're doing. But you actually have a deadline, so people need to donate by a certain date, don't they, Tara?
Mm-hmm. The deadline is April 11th, and on April 11th, if I meet my goal, I'll be shaving my head in Arlington, Virginia, is where the event's being held. And Good Morning America is going to be there to cover it.
Oh, my gosh. So you'll be shaving your head live. No pressure there, Tara. Shaving your head live on national television?
Well, I heard for G.I. Jane, Demi Moore only got one take at it, so I guess I can handle it.
Wow. Okay, well, tell us a little bit about St. Baldrick's Foundation and what they do.
They raise all of their money goes to pediatric cancer research, and by shaving their head, it's kind of a solidarity with the children who are suffering from cancer and have lost their hair. And if you talk to many cancer patients, they'll tell you that the worst part of having the disease was losing their hair and the effect that that had on their self-esteem. So by shaving my head, I can be one with these little girls that I befriended as a spokesperson and an ambassador for the Children's Miracle Network and prove that beauty really is as beauty does and to choose charity over vanity. I think those are all really important messages.
And for those of you who are listening and are interested, you can check out a great video that Tara did at the stbaldrigs.org website. It's stbaldrigs.org. And if you scroll down on the left side, there's a little box and graphic about Tara. And if you click on that, there's a great video. And you talk about that, don't you, about how the kids, they get teased in school for shaving their heads.
Oh, absolutely. And we hear that and think it's ridiculous. But kids that young just don't understand. And they go to school and they're getting their wigs ripped off and people say they look like little boys and they're making fun of them. And these kids are already feeling horrible. And then they go to school and they're made fun of. And I've had a mom tell me that she asked her daughter what she wanted for Christmas. And this little girl started crying and she said, I just want my hair. I'm tired of being made fun of. It wasn't, I want to feel better. And these kids have so much energy and enthusiasm that you'd be shocked that they're suffering from cancer because they're just that positive. But when it comes to their hair, for some reason, it really affects them.
Yeah, and it's a great video, and I have to tell you, when I was watching the video, I actually had a question. Did you make the video, or did someone make you for it? Because it's really good.
I did make the video. I have a friend, Sherry McKinney, who's a local pageant director. She's the director of Miss Piedmont Region here in Virginia, and she has access to different studio things. She works at the Farm Bureau, and she called me after I think I'd gotten 3 hours of sleep. The beginning of this St. Baldrick's push, I literally ran myself into the ground. You might be able to tell by my voice I'm a little bit sick. But I had gotten 3 hours of sleep. I did 4 school presentations. I was on my 3rd can of Red Bull, and I'm driving 4 hours to go from Virginia Beach to Roanoke, and she calls me. And I said, oh, I'm right by you. I'm right by Richmond. Because she said, oh, maybe we can make a YouTube video and see if it gets any hits and kind of spread the word. So I was running on empty when I made this this YouTube video. But Sherry's incredible, and they edited it together for me, and I was right there kind of saying what music we wanted and how we wanted to put together. But surprisingly, that whole crazy day that led to the YouTube video, I never would have thought that I'd turn on the TV and have pieces of that video being used by Greta Van Susteren to promote St. Baldrick. So I'm really glad we put it together.
Well, it's a great video, and I encourage everyone to go to the stbaldrigs.org website. And even if you're not interested in donating, it's a great video that other title holders could emulate in videos that they're putting on their own websites for their fundraising events. So if people want to donate, and I know lots and lots of people will want to donate, and the donations, it doesn't need to be a large donation. Any donation, large or small, is fabulous. But where should they go, Tara, to donate?
They can go to the St. Baldrick's website that you just said. When you click on that icon on the home page, it's my picture. That takes you straight to my donor page, and you can donate there. Or if you want to donate by phone, it's 1-888-899-BALD, B-A-L-D, 1-888-899-BALD. Just tell them you want to donate under Tara Wheeler, Miss Virginia, and they will make sure that it happens.
Right, and when they call in, it's really important that they give your name so that it gets credited to your fundraising efforts so that we can actually watch you shave your head on TV.
Absolutely, and when you said that it doesn't matter how large or small the donation is, if everyone that is listening right now or if everyone that was watching Good Morning America donated $1, we would make our goal in one day. And, you know, $1 or $5, that's a small piece of an equipment that could be used to find the cure. So right. It really does make a huge difference.
So people could skip that extra latte they're planning on having in this afternoon, or, you know, that, you know, cookie and Diet Coke, and donate money. And that's helping a child who's losing their hair to cancer and struggling with pediatric cancer, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I feel like, you know, that saying, to whom much is given, much is expected, especially as title holders, we're so blessed and have so many opportunities, and you really have to be worthy of that and do everything you can to do as much good as possible.
Now, in addition to doing this fabulous work on behalf of St. Baldrick's, you also have your platform is Empowering America's Youth, and you have an organization that you founded called Positive Role Models Building Powerful Women. Tell us quickly a little bit about that program.
Well, both the program that I founded and my platform focused on breaking stereotypes and building self-esteem and leadership skills in young people. I think the best way to help someone who is struggling is to stop preaching at them and to show them that they have the power through service to help someone else. And so that's really what I've been focusing on throughout my years.
Well, very impressive work. We wish you the best. I hate to say like we're cheering for you to lose your hair, Tara, but we're cheering for you to lose your hair and for everyone to send in. Yeah, to everybody send in a little bit. A little bit's going to add up really fast between our listening audience and Good Morning America, which is a fabulous show. And everybody remember to watch Good Morning America on April 11th because we'll all be cheering on Tara as she shaves off her hair. And again, those websites are www.stbaldrick's, stbaldrick's.org. And you can check out everything about Tara and the Miss Virginia pageant at www.missva.com. Good luck, Tara.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Well, what an impressive woman. Honestly, she is really doing a lot of work. And not to say that we have lots and lots of impressive guests on my show, but our next guest, Laura Lewis, is equally as impressive. Laura Lewis is a consultant for the Mrs. Texas United States pageant and has been a featured speaker at the annual contestant workshops these last 4 years. In addition to that, she is a change expert and life coach and host of Empty Nesters on Viera TV and has over more than 20 years of fitness and nutrition and has dedicated her life to motivating individuals all over the world to live better by teaching them how to take control over nutrition, health, and lifestyle in order to generate balance in their lives. I had the honor of sitting in on her most recent presentation up in Dallas, and I have to say it was so impressive, and I knew that you would all really enjoy listening to Laura. Laura, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Valerie. What a lovely introduction.
Yeah, you can pay me $20 later, Laura.
Well, I think that's worth a lot more than $20. So,
you think so, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you got started as a change expert and life coach, Laura.
You know, that's a really great question because years ago I simply had a passion for nutrition and health. I remember even in my teens I became fascinated with being healthy and what that looked like in people. I had a really good friend whose parents were from Europe and the kids all ate natural foods and they took supplements, and I noticed that they all had these vibrant little faces and their eyes sparkled. And so I was making some connections back then. And so fast forward over the years, I really went down that trail, got very much involved in fitness and teaching at national fitness conferences and writing some books and doing radio. And then life sort of created these opportunities, if you will, for me to overcome certain challenges, life challenges that got in my path. And hence, it sort of went from there into more all-encompassing platform. Hey, listen, I think I'll talk about dealing with changing, overcoming adversity, and becoming the best you. Because you know what, Valerie, which is really interesting, something I found when I first started even just coaching in nutrition right out of college, what I found is that my conversations with my clients or the groups I would teach, it didn't just stick to food because it was all interrelated with the rest of their lives. So I always found myself talking about, well, is the husband supporting you, and what's the balance you can achieve? You know, how can you fit this into your life? And so honestly, it's just been a natural segue from the very beginning to move to this arena. And now when I speak to groups, I am so passionate about talking to them about achieving a life balance in all that they're doing. And we all have these paths that we're on, such as here on with Pageant Talk Radio and talking about title holders, and they have their own specific goals as to where they want to go, maintaining balance with on that road, on that path that they're on, is extraordinarily important, just as it would be for somebody that might want to go and pursue another college degree or simply wants to be the best stay-at-home mom they can be. Whatever it is, we need to be in that space of keeping it all together as much as possible, using a few tools that I like to teach people so they can, you know, be in that space.
You know, that's so interesting that you noticed that connection between changing the eating habits and changing the other parts of the life too, because what a lot of contestants are learning, a lot of the elite contestants know, and many aspiring contestants are learning, is that everything affects everything else. Your diet affects your ability to maintain your interview. If you're restricting calories too much, you can't concentrate and focus. Right. If you're eating too many carbs, you're bloated and a little puffy in bathing suit. If you're not getting the right balance of proteins and fats, you're tired and feeling run down all the time. And so I think a lot of contestants are realizing that it really is about balance and it really is about managing change. I mean, it's great to say I'm going on a diet, and then you go on that diet for a month and you enter your pageant and it's great. And then the day after your pageant, you know, you're back to the old things. So what is it that makes people reluctant to approach change from the perspective of, I really need to change my whole approach and balance things? Because people are reluctant to change.
I have been asked that question so many times. And here's what I love to say. I love to point out the fact that change in of itself, especially as people get older, represents a, kind of a threat to our security, I think. I think we're kind of comfortable. We are so locked into being comfortable with our habits. You know, like if you have some people that like to get up every morning and have a diet soda, right? And with their, they think that's good because it's got caffeine and this is their habit that they've gotten. It's comfortable for them. And letting go of a habit like that, it's foreign. It knocks them off balance. They don't like it. They feel uncomfortable. So when one goes off into the direction of saying, let's say someone says just simplistically, I want to lose 20 pounds. But what they're going to have to do is really make some big changes, especially if their eating habits are pretty bad. Talking somebody into that and saying, you know what, you can't go to all these wonderful places that you usually like to go. You can't order, like this morning I was driving through a Starbucks, which, and I heard the woman behind me ordering one of those drinks with lots of sugar in it, and, you know, a coffee drink with lots of sugar. And I thought, does she have any idea that that probably has as many calories as an entire lunch?
Wow.
Right. I mean, truly, those drinks can be so laden with calories. And just by making one adjustment, by saying, you know what, maybe you should have a black coffee or something else, or how about a water, and how about some fruit? But telling somebody, can you just not order that vanilla latte today and try something else, it's kind of tough. They might wrestle you to the ground for it. Because it is truly about the fact that they don't want to let go. So making that commitment to change is truly has to come from within. It can't just be in your mind and say, oh, I think I'm going to make a conscious decision. I'm going to go ahead and go on this program. But if you're really not making that change within your heart, and within who you really are, you're not going to stick to it forever. You really aren't. You're going to revert back to the old ways.
So let's pretend I've decided I need to change. I've really made a commitment. I really am not going to get that sugar-laden drink in the afternoon again. Mm-hmm. What is the first step I should take, Laura?
Well, the first step you need to take is you need to start writing everything down. And I recommend this to everybody that I work with. Get a journal, and you need to sit down, and you need to write down what you drink, what you eat, what you're doing, what is your activity throughout the day. You have to become very conscious of what it is that you're taking into your body and what kind of activity you have, and also how you feel. This is very interesting. If you have one column that says what you're eating or what you're drinking, another one that says the time of day, another one that says how you're feeling at that time, whether it's emotionally or physically, you could find very interesting things out about yourself. You could say, gee, I didn't realize that I got a headache every day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And is that related to the fact that I'm only eating a pickle for lunch?
Right. And okay, that would be a problem.
So, and you go, we connect the dots. Just like you said earlier, everything is interrelated in every way. It truly is. So creating your own diary of your life on a daily basis, and I recommend to do it for a minimum of 7 days, always including a weekend. Boy, what a wake-up call. And also, I think that you should just be honest with yourself. And if you are accountable to somebody else, like if you have somebody like me that says, look, you're going to show me what you're doing in about a week. Just be totally honest. Don't make any changes right now. Let's see the real pattern that's happening in your life, and then we'll make adjustments. And we might go ahead, and the first step would be, Valerie, if I would start out maybe just baby steps with you. If we have a longer period of time to reach a goal with you, then we might say, look, you know what I want you to do, Valerie? I want you to go ahead and take a look at what you're doing, and I want you to remove all foods or beverages that have sugar in it. Just remove sugar from your program this next week. And then the next week I might say, guess what we're going to do this week? Why not let's take a look at the good fats and let's remove some of the bad fats you've got in your program, or you know, making those adjustments one way at a time. Because, you know, I wrote my book, 52 Ways to a Healthy You. It's designed one way at a time. I've always approached that in every way, slowly changing things like this big wheel, these big cogs of a wheel, one cog at a time, and we change and change. And pretty soon we are transformed over a period of, let's say, 12 weeks. And it will stick, you know, that 90 days to make a change,
right,
to habit. That's really what it's about. If you think you're going to change by diving off and saying, I think next week I'm going to go completely on this program, I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks, and I think it's going to stick. No, that's probably not going to work unless you really are super smart about what changes you're making. So does that answer your question? So really, you have to be accountable to yourself and possibly accountable to somebody else and get the story of you on paper.
Right. So the first thing is to start a journal and write down everything for 7 days that you're eating, all of your nutrition, all of your activities, as well as how you're feeling. And then secondly is maybe to get accountable to someone, whether that's a partner or a life coach like yourself. Everybody, check out her website at www.lauralewis.com. And it's Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Laura, L-A-U-R-A. I know you're wanting to hire her right now. So those are the first steps. And those are just, I agree with you totally that a small incremental change over time is much more permanent than making a huge change that you can only maintain for, you know, 1 week or 2 weeks. Well, we've been talking with Laura Lewis. It's already time for a quick break, but we're going to be right back with Laura Lewis and more advice on how to stay balanced and manage change in your own life. So stay tuned and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today, or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on Products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.